The ZM Podcast Network.
Hey.
Party to
die.
I love that
one.
LMFAO.
I actually could not tell you who that is.
Party to
I'll find
die.
It.
It sounds, it's got a big LMFAO vibe.
I really want to be like held up in the air, like my whole body, everyone lifting me up that song.
You're the right size for that.
Yeah, but so it's a dream, but I don't reality know.
Can I say that if you want to do that, you have to be prepared to have hands
everywhere.
Hands on your bottom, and not always in a creepy way.
It's just
if you are
you
over me
held.
And I need to support you, and the only thing that's directly above me is bottom,
you're gonna have to hold it.
Or boudoirs. Like the alternative is that I let you fall.
Katy Perry.
And the bottom is often the heaviest bit too.
Yeah, like
that's the bit that sags. So I need to like push your bottom.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
up.
Yeah. Did you see Katy Perry once did a crowd dive? I think.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a weird one.
What happened?
I think it just kind of happened.
She got
and
held.
Maybe not happened. It's always a risk.
It's always a risk.
You really got to assess the crowd in front of you.
Because she might do a crowd dive in like a safe space. It's like the front row's all girls, and she's like, oh, I'm safe here.
You end up in the back corner, and you're like, oh.
Well, no. Then she's like, then. Do the women have enough strength to hold Katy Perry up?
Yeah.
Like, are they F45
Katy
women?
Perry's
or are
a
they?
Tiny lady. I'd be on the ground.
Yeah, like, what if she dove
strong.
Into? What if Katy Perry dove into like a group of Ella and her friends?
Yeah, nah.
They'd probably catch her and then just slowly put her down and be like, we can't hold you up. We feel dizzy.
I'd whisper in Katie's ear, I love you.
I love you. And she's like, oh, this is creepier than being felt up by a group full of men.
All right.
I love you.
You're cool.
I think you're amazing.
I love you.
She's releasing new music this year, Clint.
You know, you kissed a girl. Kiss me.
I liked it.
You're a strong woman and we respect you.
I love you on American Idol.
In New Zealand, we'd call you a wahine toa. I love you.
You have mana.
You have mana.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
said. I took all your message.
Katy Perry's just like,
what the fuck is going on in this mosh pit?
Oh my god.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Nga mihi, Katy Perry. Come on, please go on back soon. New music. That's exciting. New music.
I hope it's,
I hope she's doing wire to anthems.
Same. I hope it's our New Zealand national anthem.
Are we getting invited to the New Zealand Music Awards this year? Sorry, the Aotearoa Music Awards this year?
I don't know. I don't organise it.
There's been no emails so far.
How come we don't get to go to the Music Awards? No one plays
more
music.
It's because of what you did.
What did I do?
That thing that you did.
Remember on stage?
Remember?
Accepting or presenting the award.
I have actually done that.
Have you?
But I didn't do anything bad.
You did something on the red carpet.
What did I do on the red carpet? What
did you do?
Because of that.
No.
You left a little shit.
I unintentionally offended a Paralympian, okay?
Oh, was it there?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's not a musician.
I thought it was in the safety of your studio.
Like,
it was on a live stream.
I want to find that so bad.
No.
And that's why we don't get invited to places.
Mm. Yeah, okay, that's fair, to be honest.
What kind of like VIP premiere access would you really like? Like for me, I'd love to go to like Buckingham Palace and then the guards open up the gate and let me through and everyone's, lucky.
You can take a tour of Buckingham Palace now. They've started opening it up. That's a good one.
I mean,
it's not that super exciting, but...
But it's just like everyone's there kind of thing and you're the VIP that gets to go through that kind of situation.
Oh, yeah, it's a real I'm better than you situation.
Yeah,
I see what you mean.
Like if there was a Taylor Swift eras thing and everyone saw me going backstage.
That's the one to have. Yeah. That's the clout.
Yeah.
Like Oliver Mills in the hat. That's the, you'd be that person.
Yeah.
I want to be that side of stage person who's just like hanging side of stage watching the show from there.
Can I tell you, as someone who's done a lot of side of stage, the sound sucks.
Yeah, true.
The sound side of stage sucks. The band all have earpieces in so they can hear what they need to hear, and they quite often only hear what they need to hear. Like the drummer might only hear like the click track or the singer might only hear the drums and his vocals or something like that. But the sound on the stage is garbage. So, yeah.
That's true. Mm. But then I don't have to stand in the mosh to be close and I can probably sit down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah,
they feed you.
Yeah.
You probably get to talk
drinks
to people.
There. Yeah, true.
I would love to be able to be front of every concert and not have to, like, line up.
I'd like, you know? Yeah. You can buy that.
Doing that.
You can buy that.
Like the Super Bowl, like what Taylor Swift in the box. Yeah. That would be cool. See, that's like everyone look at me.
I'd like to be in the sheds with the All Blacks after winning a Rugby World Cup.
Fun.
And then they pass me the World Cup to have a sip from.
Like, Clint, have a sip.
Yeah, Clint.
Clint.
Don't forget about Clint. He did plenty to get us here too.
Help him hold it.
He shared all those Instagram stories. He's got like 15 All Blacks jerseys.
Yeah, how many
he's wearing
do you
all
have
of them right now?
I'd love to see you put
could
them
you
all
put
on.
Them all
I don't
on
have,
at the
I
same
don't,
time?
I don't have 15.
Is it 14?
I have 12.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You really should frame them. Like, that would be cool.
My wife would hate nothing more.
But, like, in a study or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
How much to make you wear all of them at the same time?
Yeah, I really want to see that.
Nothing. I'll do it
you
for
do
a video.
You do it for free. Oh,
yeah, let's do it, for the first game of the year.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I'll cook
you know
your house.
Do you know what would be really funny? Would be to get an interview with an All Black in studio and I wear all 12 jerseys, but we don't say anything about it.
We and just like, carry on.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Rico Ioane's just here and I'm just like sweating huge. I'm like, hey, man.
Like, I'm getting squeezed.
Can you sign my jersey? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, cool. Not this one. Not this one. Not this one. Not
this
one. Not this.
No, not this one. This one. This one.
This one. And here.
You get that one. You're like, oh, no, that one's too sweaty.
Oh, no, that's
let's
my singlet.
That's my chest hair.
It's my bare body.
All right. Bree's back with us tomorrow. Oh, by the way, did you do any podcasts while we were away?
Nah, gee.
Oh, well, nice to be back in your
we
podcast.
We didn't have the feed. Content.
Well, it's good to be back.
We could have juiced something, I reckon.
Juiced something.
But we were a bit tired.
We were tired.
We had big shifts when you guys are away.
Did you?
We're contributing a lot on air, which is very fun.
Yeah, it's
did you
tiring.
Carry the can? Be the backbone of the show.
I guess so.
I made one funny joke all week, and it was as my partner was listening. Perfect.
Can good, you retell good. It?
It won't hit as hard, but Georgia told this great story about how she had like new berms in her neighborhood, and there was like plants growing, and her partner was like, that's not grass. Those are turnips. Oh. She had like turnips growing in the berm of her neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, get off the turnips instead of the grass.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah.
Nice.
I thought you were going to say that's a real turnips for the book.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
No, okay. Well, I can get yours, so fuck off.
Well, turn up the music.
Turn up, Brinklin.
Before we go,
yesterday my daughter Tui did a joke, and I think when kids start telling jokes, it's like a real moment.
Hell yeah.
And it was a pun. It was fucking good.
Wow. You got it.
I was blowing them with a leaf blower because they love it, and the hero blows back. And
like Beyonce.
Yeah, and then I said, and then they'd had enough, and Tui goes, "Okay, Dad, leave me alone."
Oh.
And I was like, "That's such a good joke."
Wow.
And then I told. We were having dinner and I told Lucy the joke and I said, Tui did a really good joke. It was really funny. And I told the joke and Tui goes, no, I didn't say that. Because she was like embarrassed.
Oh.
Or she thinks that being funny is a bad thing, like when you tell someone they're funny. So then I said, actually, no, she didn't say it. That was my joke and I took the credit. Suck
yes,
on that.
You do.
Suck it.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
ZM's Brand Clint.
On Insta,
Facebook, TikTok, and live weekdays from 3 on ZM.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If she thinks, man, I've had a shit Mother's Day, it's not on me, okay? You're not my mum. That's the kids. The kids should have been best behaviour, and they chose not to, okay?
Yeah.
They chose to give you crappy presents. They chose to complain at the nice breakfast we made. I'm just there, I'm helping, but sorry, mate.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.